We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Tes. This chapter is Loshon Rabbeinu Zal, meaning that it was written down exactly in the words that Rabbi Nachman had written for himself. This Torah is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, in Chumash Mois, Tohimois Yechasyumu, Yordu v'mtsoilois kamo yoven. The deep waters of the sea covered the Egyptians. They sank into the depths like a stone falling into water and sinking down, all the way down. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki ikar hachiyus mekablin mea tfila, kemo shekosuv tfila lekel chayoi. The main life force a person receives from tefillah. As is written in Tehillim, chapter 42, tefillah lekel chayoi. I pray to the Hashem of my life. Meaning, as Rabbeinu Zal interprets it, that I draw my life through praying to Hashem. And this is why a person has to see to it to daven with all of their energy. This means, number one, concentrating, mental concentration. Number two, it means also making sure to pronounce the words carefully. And number three, actually to put all the power that the person has inside of them, from all the organs of their body, into the tefillah. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes in other places, the pasuk Kol Atzmoisai Toimarno Hashem Mikomoicha, that all of my bones say to you, Hashem, who is like you? Now, this doesn't necessarily have to show itself in a person screaming where everybody around them can hear them. Rabbeinu Zal in other places discusses a person praying with tremendous intensity and power, but yet the sound that comes out of their mouth either is zero or very little. The sound is taking place inside of the person. The person is screaming as loud as they can, but yet they're sending it up from the lungs to the brain, bypassing the mouth in a sense. Ki kishem espalil b'chol koichoi. Umachnis koichoi ba'oisiyos hatfila azay neschadesh koichoi shom. Because when a person prays with all of their energy and strength, and they put that power into the words, into the letters of the tefila, then the person's energy and strength is renewed and rejuvenated in the tefila. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Eicha, Chadoshim labekorim, Rabo emunasecho. They're new every morning. Great is your faith. Ki emuna hi tefila. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us, emuna, faith, is synonymous with prayer. Kemo shekosuv vayihi yodov emuna. As the Torah tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to do battle against the nation of Amalek, it says he lifted up his hands in faith to Hashem. Targumai, and the Targum Unkelus translates that to mean prison betzloi. His hands were outstretched in tefillah. Now Rabbeinu Zal elaborates. Veda, you should know, sheyesh shneimos or shvotim, that there are 12 tribes that make up the Jewish nation, Keneged Shneimosor Mazolois, which correspond to the 12 different constellations in heaven. V'chol Shevet V'Shevet Yeshloi Nuscha Miuchedes. And each and every one of these tribes has its own individual version of the tefillah. V'Yeshloi Shar Miuchad Likoneis Derech Sham Tefilosoi. And each one of the 12 tribes has its own gate through which their tefillos enter and go up to heaven. This is also tied into the fact that we note that the custom is in a shul, in a synagogue, to have 12 windows. Corresponding to these 12 gates, V'chol shevet mo'erer b'tfilosoi koyach mazoloi shebishneim osor mazolois. Each one of the 12 tribes, when they send their tefillah heavenward, they awaken, they activate the power of the corresponding constellation. V'hamazol meir lamato, and that constellation shines its light down to earth, umegadel hatzemach v'shar dvorov hatzrichem elov, and thereby that light helps vegetation and plants to grow, or other things that are tied into the constellation, that particular constellation of stars. V'zeh pirush, with this we could understand a pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, which Bilam said to Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says, Dorach koichov miYaakov, a star comes forth from Yaakov Avinu, v'kom shevet miYisrael, and a tribe rises up from Yisrael, from the Jewish people. Note the connection between the koichov, the star, corresponding to the shevet, to the tribe. And Rabbein Azal says, v'kom zebechina samida, kom means to stand up, which in Hebrew is the same as la'amoid, and we know amida is a nickname for tefillah. Kisheshevet miYisrael oimed lispalel, this pasuk teaches us that when one of the tribes of Klal Yisrael stands up to daven to Hashem, al yidei zeh mo'orer koichov, they activate, they turn on the corresponding star or set of stars, a constellation of stars. V'hakoichov hu doirech umake hadvorim sheigdolu, and the star comes forth and strikes things, causing them to grow. As the Medrash tells us in Medrash Rabbah, Ein lecho esev milamato, there isn't a single blade of grass below on earth, She'ein loy koichov umalach milamalo, shemako isev omer loy gedal, which doesn't have a corresponding star and angel in heaven which strike that blade of grass and command it to grow. So here Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that the tefillah, the 12 gates of tefillah and the 12 versions of tefillah of each one of the 12 tribes correspond to the 12 constellations of stars. And our mashpia, obviously the tefillah is mashpia to the stars. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this also at great length in the second half of Likut Imran, in the first chapter. There, towards the middle of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tefillah, and he refers to it there as the Dvar Hashem, and that Dvar Hashem is what gives chiyus to the Tzvo Hashamayim, to the armies of heaven, meaning to the angels and to the stars. They, in turn, pass on the energy that they receive from the tefillah, that energy and light that they receive from tefillah, these angels and stars transmit that to plants and agriculture and vegetation. And when we talk about medicines, which come generally from herbs, from things that grow, these medicines draw their energy. They come from plants, which draw their energy from the stars and angels, which draw their energy from the tefillah, from the Dvar Hashem, which is tefillah. Koshen mezainoisav shelodom kekriyas yamsuf, koshe zivugoi shelodom kekriyas yamsuf. Now here we have an insert that quotes the Gemara in Psachim and in Soita. The Gemara in Psachim says that a person's parnosa is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea, and a person finding their mate is also as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. And now Rabbeinu Zal explains, V'zeh shomru chazal, this is what the Gemara tells us, ko shemizon oisef kekriyas yamsuf, v'ko shezivugoi kekriyas yamsuf. Ki hayamsuf nikra l'shneim osor kroim, keneged shneim osor shvotim. Because we're told in the Tikkunei Zohar and in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that when Hashem split the Red Sea, it was split into a 12-lane highway. Each one of the tribes had their own individual separate lane to travel through. Ubnei Yisrael bitfilos ah. So we see right away the correspondence between Kriyas Yamsuf, which is 12, corresponding to Parnosa and Zivug, which we're going to see. Now, we mentioned earlier that Tfila is 12 gates and 12 paths, Yudbeis Nuschois and Yudbeis Shorim. Now we're going to see the connection between Tfila and Parnosa and Zivug. Rabbein Azal says, Ubnei Yisrael bitfilosom gormim zivug oda kutshebrichu shchintei. The Klal Yisrael, when they are mespalel, when a Jew davens to Hashem, that person actually causes a zivug, a union between kaviyachol Hashem and the Shekhinah, which symbolize a concept of male and female in heaven. Even though we know chas v'shalom, there's no such thing as male and female by Hashem, but this is just a terminology that's used, referring to the different attributes of Hashem, which the symbolism for it is male and female. Rabbein Azal tells us, k'moy shekosu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 68, soilu. Soilu means praise, lo roichev bo arovois, to the one who rides the skies. The Zohar HaKadosh says, roichev do kutshebrichu. Roichev, the rider, is one of the nicknames of Hashem, Kavyochel. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Roichev is made up of two words, Rav, Chof Vov, the master of 26. 26 we know is Yud Kei Vov Kei. So Roichev refers to Kavyochel, the male aspect of Hashem. Arovois, the term Arovois, which means skies, Do Shchinte, that represents the Shekhinah, Kaviyochol, the female aspect of Hashem, Shenesarev bo kol hagavnin, because the Shekhinah is a composite of all the different colors. We know that we're told that the Shekhinah is a composite of all the different midos of Hashem. The sphere of Malchus is usually referred to as the Shekhinah, and there's a pasuk that says, "Kol hanacholim hoilchem elayam." All streams feed into the ocean, into the sea. This refers to all the different spheroids, the different midos of Hashem: Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Yisoy. All of them channel their light into the Malchus. The words El Hayam make up the word Elokim, which is one of the nicknames for Malchus or for the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem. So the term Arovois, which is Miloshen Hisarvus, a mixing together, a blending together, refers to the Shekhinah, which is a combination of colors. Ulefi hazivug shegoyrim bitfilosoi, kein zoiche lezivugoi. And to the degree that a person davens to Hashem and thereby causes this roichev, this union between roichev and arovois, between Hashem and the Shekhinah, meaning that this person causes a zivug above in heaven, kein zoiche lezivugoi. To that degree, the person is zoiche to find their own zivug, because we always say that these two go together. What takes place in heaven is a reflection of what takes place on earth, and vice versa. So if we say that one of the main results and products of tefillah is that it brings about a unification above in heaven between Hashem and the Shekhinah, then so too tefillah brings about, helps a person be able to find their zivug. And now we see the connection. Because v'hatfila heim shteim esrei nuschois, we had said before that tefillah is 12 different paths. Lefikoch hazivug kekriyas yamsuf. Therefore, the Gemara says finding one zivug is like splitting the Red Sea, Sheheim Shnei Mosar, which is also 12 paths. So here we showed why the Gemara says that finding one zivug is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. The Gemara is showing the connection between finding one zivug and tefillah, that both of them are tied into this 12. Kriyas Yamsuf is 12 lanes, corresponding to the 12 tribes, from whom come forth the 12 types of tefillah, 12 versions of tefillah. And because tefillah affects a zivug above, that also affects the person's zivug below. V'gam Yisrael mefarnesim lavim shabashamayim betefilosom. And also, we, B'nai Yisrael, support Hashem. We support and provide for Hashem with our tefillah, kav yochel. Kamo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayamideho leYaakov lechoik. This pasuk brings together the word vayamideho, which we said before, ve'ein amida ela tfila, that amida means tfila, and choik refers to parnasa, a livelihood, or food. As the Gemara says in Be'ah, choik lishna de mezainahu, that the term choik is a term that relates to food. So therefore, this shows us that through amida, through tfila, a person, the tefillah of Yaakov, Yaakov is the composite of all 12 tribes, that's what causes choik, that's mefarnes Hashem kavyochel. Just as kavyochel, a husband supports his wife. It's brought that when a Jew davens, the aroma, the sweet aroma of our prayers going up to Hashem are referred to as ishei reach nichoyach l'Hashem, a fire offering which gives forth a beautiful aroma to Hashem. The reason, one of the reasons why the word ishe is used over there is because when a Jew davens, kaviyachol, Hashem becomes the female, in a sense. When we talk about male and female, the male is the mashpia, the female is the makabel. When a Jew is being mispalel, he's giving. He's giving to Hashem. Kaviyachol, Hashem in turn gives back in the form of parnosa, shefa. Because we are being mefarnes Hashem, Hashem is mefarnes us in turn. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Koshem is anoysof shalodom kriyas yamsuf." That parnosa is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf, because again, kriyas yamsuf is the 12 lanes of tefillah. Now, Rabbi Nazal tells us, "Vezeh pirush." With this, we could understand the pasuk in Tehillim, "Shomru edoysof v'choik nosan lomoi." They guarded his testimonies, and he gave them a choik. The term edois, edus, ze tfila. The term testimony here represents tfila. Kamo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, shivtei ko, the tribes of Hashem, edus. They testify, they are a testimony, lehoidois l'shem Hashem, to give praise to Hashem. So we see the word edus is used in conjunction with lehoidos l'shem Hashem, giving praise to Hashem, tefillah. And the word edus is also used to refer to the shiftei kor, the 12 tribes, which represent the 12 gates of tefillah. Gam omru chazal, our rabbis also tell us in Masechta Shavuos, daf lamed, ein edus elo b'amida, that testimony must be done standing up. Witnesses, Jewish witnesses in a court of law must be standing. Vamida ze tefila. And we mentioned earlier that the word amida, to stand, is synonymous with tefila. Shmon Esrei is called the amida. She'onu me'idin alachdusoi. Because with our tefila, we testify to the unity of Hashem. So now Rabbein Azal tells us, ukefi shemefarneis loviv shabashamayim betefilosoi. To the extent that a person sustains Hashem with his tefillah, kein noisen loy parnasosoy. Correspondingly, Hashem gives that person sustenance. Now we can understand, v'zeh koshen mezayin oisav kekriyas yamsuf. This is why the Gemara says a person's parnasa is as difficult to come by as kriyas yamsuf, as the splitting of the Red Sea. This tells us that the parnosa is divided up in 12 paths corresponding to the 12 tribes, meaning that parnosa is based on tefillah. Because we said that our tefillah is mefarnes Hashem, we give to Hashem, kavyochel Hashem returns to us, Hashem responds to us and is mefarnes us in turn. Now Rabbein Ezal tells us, "V'tzorich loze schus godol sheyizke odom lahalos tfilosoi derech shar hashayach l'shivtoi." It takes it. It's a great privilege for a person to be zeicher to send up his tefillah through the gate that corresponds to his tribe. V'ze shomar Abba Binyamin, and this is why the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Hey that one of the rabbis, Abba Binyamin, once made a statement: Kol yomai hoyisi mitzayer al shnei dvorim. Throughout my entire life, I was troubled about two things. Number one, al tfilosi shetei somoch lemitosi, that my tefillah should be close to my bed. He was referring to davening as soon as he gets up in the morning, as soon as he gets out of bed without engaging in any other business or any other activities. The second item, Rabbein Ezal says, Hainu kanal. This ties into what we said earlier, because the word mito means bed, and the word mate, which is spelled exactly the same way, sheyispalel derech shar hamate sheloi. Abba Binyamin was referring to the fact that he was troubled about the fact that he should be zecher, that his tefillah should be close to his shevet, meaning his tefillah should go up to heaven via his shevet's gate. Because there are 12 shvotim, 12 tribes, and each one of them has their own private gate through which the tefillos are supposed to come up. And Abba Binyamin davened that he should be zecher that his tefillah should not be too far away from his shevet. Now Rabbein Ezal says, V'ze loshen mate, and this is why the word mate is used here to represent a tribe, ki mate l'shoin zivug, because the word mate, which means tribe, also alludes to mating between husband and wife, marriage. Kemaymar hasomuch, as Abba Shol says in his next statement, al mitosi shetein esuna ben sofon adorim. The second thing I was troubled about was that my bed should be between north and south. Umito hubechina zivug. And we know that the bed symbolizes the place of zivug. Gam mate hibechinas. So we see here the connection between zivug and tefillah once again. Gam mate hibechinas parnoso. Rabbein Ezal tells us that the word mate also refers to parnosa, as the pasuk says in Chumash Vayikra, "Beshivri lochem mate lechem." When I break for you your stick, your staff of bread, kishnei mosor matois gurmin zivug umefarnesin kanis galel, because the 12 tribes, meaning the 12 paths of tefillah, cause the zivug above in heaven and also down below. Tefillah causes, helps a person with one zivug. And number two, umefarnesim. And also, tefillah is what helps for parnosa. As we mentioned earlier, koshe zivugon v'koshe mezainoiso, that a person's zivug and parnosa are compared to kriyas yamsuf. And we said before, kriyas yamsuf was in 12 paths, corresponding to the 12 paths of tefillah. So that was the first item that Abba Binyamin was mispalel for. Tfilosi shetei somuch lemitosi. Gam hispalel al shivtoi sheyisku l'shnei shulchonois. Rabbein Ezal says, in addition, Abba Binyamin was davening to Hashem that his tribe should be zeche to both tables. We know the Gemara refers to the fact that wealth and wisdom and knowledge represent two special tables that a person, a Jew, would like to have. V'zehu valmitosi sheteinesuna ben sofon adorim. And also, I was mispal for my bed that it should be between north and south. V'amru chazal, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, horoitze lahachkim yadrim, horoitze lahashir yatzbin, that when a person is davening shmonesrei, they're supposed to face the direction of Eretz Yisrael. They're supposed to face the direction of Yerushalayim, the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. But the Gemara says once a person is facing in that general direction, then depending on what a person's most important interest in life is, if they're interested in chachma, knowledge, they should turn a little bit towards the right. Again, in the general direction of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, but they should face a little bit towards the right. The right is Doroim. When you're facing eastward, the right of it is Doroim, which is Chachma, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, which represented Chachma, light, knowledge, wisdom, was in Doroim of the Beis HaMikdash. Horoitza Lahashir, whereas if a person's most important interest is wealth, Yatzpin, they should face towards north, which means if you're facing generally towards eastward, north is to your left. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan, which had the 12 loaves of bread on it, was on the north side. Interesting to note here the connection again, that Parnosa, wealth, Parnosa, is represented by the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, which had on it these 12 loaves, corresponding to the 12 tribes, the 12 paths of Tefillah, the 12 constellations of stars. V'Yaakov, Shehu Kolul, Kol HaShneimosar Shvotim, Yaakov Avinu, who was a composite of all 12 tribes, V'Hoy Yodea Kol Mate Umate B'Sharoshoi, and he was zeichet to understand each and every single tribe in its origin, in its root. Bishvil zek sivbei, this is why the Torah writes about him when he was about to pass away. Vayesoif Yaakov Raglov Elamito, that Yaakov Avinu gathered up his feet onto the bed. Raglov zebechinas tefila, the feet represent tefila. Kamashikoso, as the pasuk says, Tzedek lefonov yahalech, a person's righteousness will go before him. And the Gemara tells us this refers to a person's tefillah, that before a person goes anywhere, they should daven first. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the first letters of Tzedek lefonov yahalech spell the word tzali. Tzali means to daven in Aramaic. Hainu shehoyo ma'asef kol hatfilois. This means that Yaakov Avinu was gathering up the feet which represent tefillah el hamito, to the bed. Mito again means mate, each one to its appropriate shevet. Gam hoyakoyach biyodoi litein chelek michelkei olam liyosef. Yaakov Avinu also had the ability and the power to give a portion of the world to Yosef HaTzadik, Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayigash, I believe it is, Vani nosati lecho Shechem achad elachech alachecho. I gave you one Shechem over your brothers. It was a portion. Besides getting a portion like the rest of your brothers, I gave you something in addition. Ki al yidei tfilosoi hoyo mashpia chiyus L'chol shloisha chelkei oilam. Because through his tefillah, Yaakov Avinu was mashpia chiyus, gave forth life to all three sections of the world. Shehem oilam ha-shofol, v'oilam ha-koychovim, v'oilam ha-malochim. The three sections of creation of the world are the world, the lowly world, the physical world that we live in, which is called the Olam HaShofel. The next world above that is called the Olam HaKoychavim, the world of the stars and the heavenly spheres. And the third world above that is the world of the angels and the spiritual beings. V'zeh Shechem, and this is what's alluded to in the word Shechem, the Shin stands for Shofel, the Chav stands for Koychav, and the Mem stands for Malach. So when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef HaTzadik, I gave you Shechem, ki kol ze zocha al yidei tefilosoi, because Yaakov Avinu was zeichet through his tefillah to give life, to give sustenance, to support the three sections of creation, the three worlds. Kemoy shekosev, Yaakov Avinu was zeichet this through tefillah. Kemoy shekosev, as the pasuk says, Asher lokachti miyad ha'moiri, b'tfilosi u'bakashosi, which I took from the nation of the Amori, which I achieved through my tefillah and bakosha. Meaning that through tefillah, I was zeicher to be able to give you what I possessed. I possessed a control over the three worlds, the Shofel, Koichov, and Malach. So here Rabbein Ezal tells us that Yaakov Avinu, who is the embodiment of all 12 tribes, and he was the one who therefore knew very well each one of the 12 tribes and the 12 paths of tefillah and everything, he was able to gather in tefillahs and see to it that each one went to its through its appropriate channel. And thereby he achieved this memshola over the world. Because he not only did he achieve memshola, but he actually gave chiyus. Just as we said earlier, that when a person davens to Hashem, the person is being mefarnes Hashem, they're giving to Hashem, they're supporting Hashem, kav yochel. So too, that's the terminology that's being used here by Yaakov Avinu, that he gave to Shechem. He gave chiyus to the three parts of the universe. The lowest world, the middle world, and the upper world.